This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump is in his Florida estate for the weekend, but before going there, he visited communities in eastern Alabama devastated by tornadoes that tore through homes and businesses and killed 23 people. The president and First Lady Melania Trump took a helicopter tour of the area before visiting the homes of some of the victims in the tiny and hard-hit community of Beauregard. The president and First Lady visited a disaster relief center to meet with survivors, volunteers, and first responders.
And what they've been through is incredible. One woman lost 10 people in her family, and an incredible woman. And I said, how did it go? She said, I lost 10 people. And a couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
Sunday's tornadoes were the deadliest to hit Alabama since 2013. All 23 victims, including 4 children and 7 members of one family, were killed in or around Beauregard in rural Lee County. President Trump says that former lawyer Michael Cohen lied to Congress for a second time when he said he had not asked for a presidential pardon. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Cohen told a House panel last week he never sought nor would accept a pardon from Trump, who calls that a stone-cold lie.
He's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie.
Later tweeting, he rejected a personal appeal from Cohen for a pardon, the strongest assertion yet that Cohen may have lied under oath. Cohen tweeted minutes later saying the president's the one who is lying. But his own lawyer says Cohen directed a previous attorney to explore a possible pardon with the Trump legal team. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.